Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today what we're going to talk about is a shaila that came up twice last week. A Talmud came over to me in the Beis Medrash last week, and he asked me the following. He said that he needs to get his wisdom teeth pulled. I said, yeah, all four? And he said, actually five, which I didn't even know that there's such a thing, but apparently there's such a thing that sometimes people have more than four wisdom teeth. But anyway, it's a lot. So he said that the easiest time to do this would be the minimum disruption of his regular life would be if it were done on a Friday morning. And that way, he wouldn't have to miss Seder and Shir and Kolel Seder too much the following week, because I'll have time to recuperate over Shabbos. So he wanted to know, is he allowed to schedule such a procedure on Friday, knowing that he's going to be in a lot of pain over Shabbos, he's going to be on pain medication, and he's going to be eating mush all Shabbos? Is it permissible to do that l'chadchila? Similarly, I got a shaila last week. A woman is in her ninth month of pregnancy, and the doctor said that they're going to have to induce for medical reasons, not for convenience reasons, so it's no problem with inducing in such a case, but they wanted to know, can they go into the hospital on a Thursday night to schedule the inducing of labor on Thursday night, or do they have to do it sometime earlier in the week? So it's interesting that most people are familiar that there's something about this, that you're not supposed to do things like this right before Shabbos, but there is neither a Gemara nor a Halacha in Shulchan Aruch that deals with this explicitly. The closest we have, and what we use as the model, is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Tes, where the Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan ein mafligin besvina pachas mishlosh yom kodem l'Shabbos, that a person is not supposed to embark on a boat journey within 3 days of Shabbos. That's only if he's going for a Dvar Rishus, but if he's going for the sake of a mitzvah, he's even allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos. And that's the Gemara. The Gemara goes on to say that Mitzur L'Tzidon Afilu Be'er Shabbos Mutter, that if you're traveling some very short distance from Tzur to Tzidon, then it's even going to be Mutter on Erev Shabbos. Now, why is it that it's usher to travel by boat within 3 days of Shabbos? Depending on why you hold that's usher, it may or may not apply to having medical procedures or major dental procedures within a few days of Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Chananel on the Gemara over there on the Sech Shabbos quotes Yesh Mefarshim, that the reason I'll let it go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos is because it goes outside of the Tchum Shabbos. And even though ain't Tchum in Lamala Me'asara, there's no Isra Tchum when you're more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, which presumably when you're in a boat, you're more than 10 Tfachim off the ground of the ocean. But nevertheless, when the boat goes within 10 Tfachim of the Karka, there is an Isser. So the question then becomes, well then, and why would Chachamim allow it more than 3 days before Shabbos? Sof kol sof, you're traveling outside the Tchum. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simreish Memchesif, hey, is miyashiv the Rabbeinu Chananel, that since the Yisr of Tchumin is only an Yisr midrabanan, the Chachamim were not going to be so machmir when it comes to going on a boat more than 3 days before Shabbos. There are other kashas on Rabbeinu Chananel and other terutzim, but bottom line is that is the kind of concern that certainly does not exist when it comes to inducing a labor or having dental procedure prior to Shabbos, because you're not traveling anywhere. There's no outside of the Tchum Shabbos. Another concern that relates to the boat, the Ritva and the Ran on the Rif quote some Rishonim, the name of the Ramban, that by going in a boat within 3 days before Shabbos, it looks like Amira La'akum, because you're telling the guy to make the boat go to be Mechal Shabbos for you. But if you go more than 3 days before Shabbos, so he's just Osik B'Malachto, he's just doing what he does, and you're not telling him to do anything. That too would not relate to our case, because there is no Amir La'akum, there is no automatic guy doing work for you throughout Shabbos just because you're getting a medical procedure done within 3 days of Shabbos. But then there are two other reasons that are both relevant. One other reason for the issur of traveling on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos is quoted by many Rishonim, and that is a chashash of Chil Shabbos. It takes on different forms what exactly the chashash of Chil Shabbos is. Tosus, for example, writes that it's similar to the issur of using a flotation device in the water on Shabbos, because you might come to make a chavish al shayatin, you might come to make a flotation device so you don't go swimming on Shabbos, even though that chashash l'chora would exist more than 3 days before Shabbos as well. But it's a gzeres chacham and chacham where not goes there in such a case. Or Tosus in Erevin Mem Gimel and Aleph, the Rush in the fourth parak of Erevin, other Rishonim say that it's a gzeres that you might yourself come to captain the boat or sail the ship And then you're going to be Mechal Shabbos in doing that. The Bala Ma'ar says that the issue is because, things happen at sea, and there might be a situation that comes up that's a sakana. And if a sakana arises, you're going to need to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save yourself from the sakana. So you're not going to want to do something that invites a potential Pikuach Nefesh that might happen on Shabbos. So that's the opinion of the Bala Ma'ar. But prior to the 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to be nichnas into a matzav of pikuach nefesh, a future pikuach nefesh, even if you know that that ultimately is going to lead you to be mechal Shabbos. Now, if that's the reason for the issur of going 3 days not traveling within 3 days of Shabbos, because it could lead to a pikuach nefesh situation, well, one would imagine that a complicated medical procedure that could certainly lead to pikuach nefesh types of situation that will require chil Shabbos would be problematic. Now, how complicated is removing wisdom teeth? How often does that actually lead to a requirement for Chil Shabbos? If you get your wisdom teeth pulled on Friday morning, it's probably a very, 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 very tiny chashash when it comes to getting wisdom teeth pulled. But inducing labor, that could probably lead to a lot of Chil Shabbos. If a woman is first induced on Thursday night, could be that the baby's not going to be born for another 24 hours. It could be that the baby's going to be born on Shabbos, or the immediate aftermath of the birth is going to be on Shabbos. And that will be involve Chil Shabbos, especially if you have a Jewish doctor, and the Jewish doctor is going to be turning on the light to be able to see, and is going to be doing all sorts of other malachos that are involved in delivering a baby and the immediate aftermath of delivering a baby. And then the primary reason is not even that. The primary reason one does not travel within 3 days of Shabbos, the Rif writes, and the Rambam in Dav Zayin Amar Al Pedape Rif in Masech Shabbos, and the Rambam in Shabbos Perek Lamed Alach Yud Gimel, and the Rush in Shabbos Perek Aleph Sim Lamed Ches, that it's Mishum Bitul Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos, that it takes a while for a person to get their sea legs, and in the first 3 days they're still a little nauseous and a little dizzy, and they're not going to be able to enjoy Shabbos, and therefore within more than 3 days before Shabbos it's going to be mutter, because by then you will have adjusted properly. Rabbeinu Yehonasan Milunil says something similar, but not exactly the same. He says that there is some danger in traveling, and in the first few days you're nervous, and then eventually you grow accustomed to it, you're not going to be as nervous anymore. But that's also a bit Oneg Shabbos. The nervousness is a bit Oneg Shabbos. That seems to be the primary reason. Shulchan Aruch writes in Or Chaim Sim Reish Mem Ches Sif Beis, Ha Dein Mafligim B'Sfina Pachos Migil Niyamim Kodem HaShabbos Hatam Yishum Oneg Shabbos. Shekol Shosh Yom HaRishonim Yesham Tzar U'Bilbul, that it causes a person a lack of Oneg Shabbos in his first 3 days on a boat journey, and therefore it's problematic to travel within 3 days of Shabbos. Now, the natural extension of that would be that anything that you have done that's going to ruin your Oneg Shabbos, like getting 5 wisdom teeth pulled on Erev Shabbos, or having a baby on Erev Shabbos, where a person is going to be in a great deal of pain when Shabbos comes, that would seem to be a bittul of Oneg Shabbos. Now, obviously, if there is a medical reason, or if the best, the best doctor, let's say, is only available at the end of the week, or the patient is in pain and doesn't want to delay the procedure, then Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yaakov and Or Chaim Simshin Lamed Aleph that that's going to be mutter. If a person already underwent the procedure, and then there's pikuach nefesh situations that arise, obviously you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in such cases. There is another maramakom in the sugya which is somewhat interesting in Yaradeya Simin Reish Samach Beisiv Beis, which is Hilchos Mila. The Taz says that it's best not to do a Mila Shalo Bizmana on Thursday, because then Shabbos is going to be day 3. Also best not to do it on Friday, because it's probably even more painful to do it on, day 2 is probably even more painful than day 3. Now we paskin like the Shach, in the end of Simin Reish Samach Vav, that we do a Mila Shalo Bizmana first chance we have, even if it's Thursday or Friday. So we do paskin like the Shach, that we do it at the first chance. But says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, we only paskin like the Shach because you don't want to delay the mitzvah. And a milah is a mitzvah. But otherwise, in principle, the Taz is correct, that it's better not to do something that's going to cause pain to the baby within a few days of Shabbos. That there is this inyan of bittul oneg Shabbos and the concern that you may need to be mechalal Shabbos in the immediate aftermath of the Mila. So while it is not a Gemara, it is neither a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that one is not allowed to get a medical procedure within 3 days of Shabbos. It does emerge from the sugya about traveling, certainly according to Rov Rishonim and according to those Rishonim that we paskin like, that it's all about Onek Shabbos, and it even makes its way onto the page in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya in Hilchas Mila. Now, what is 3 days before Shabbos? So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Mem Ches of Kandal quotes a machlokas whether it's considered 3 days before Shabbos already starting from Tuesday night. Meaning, is it Tuesday night, which is halachically Wednesday, and therefore Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the 3 days before Shabbos, and Prima Gadim, or do we say no, it's only starting from Wednesday night that's 3 days before Shabbos, because as long as you have Miktsas Hayom of Wednesday, then you're good enough, then you're good to go. So the Prima Gadim explains that the machlokas is, do you need a full 24 hours of Onek Shabbos? Meaning, it's not a machlokas about whether we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulo on the preceding days, it's a machlokas of how to be kind of the mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. Is there a problem that at some point on Shabbos you're going to be in pain? Or is there a problem that at no point on Shabbos will you be comfortable? And we assume that 72 hours after the procedure, that's when your comfort will start. So having some comfort on Shabbos, is that good enough? Or do you need the entire Shabbos to be in comfort? Anyway, that's two deos in the Mishnah Brura. So in this case, where the fellow wanted to be able to make Kolel Seder and to be able to learn, we have to remember the whole Isra is based on the Isra of traveling. Traveling, the Dvar Mitzvah, is going to be Mutter. Now, what exactly qualifies as a Dvar Mitzvah? There are those that suggest, that Rabbi Natam suggests, that even going L'Schora or Liros Pnei Chavero for business or to Stam to greet a friend is all considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Mem Ches is not at all happy with that Rabbi Natam, but a guy is trying to not miss too much Seder, too much morning Seder and Shir and afternoon Seder, one could argue that for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do these things. Having a baby, also a Dvar Mitzvah. So one could argue that for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah, these things are mutter. Nevertheless, and then you always mitzvah with that, with the fact that it doesn't even appear in Shulchan Aruch. So you always have that kula as well. Nevertheless, we would try to recommend, at least, it's not the most serious Isser, because you have all these Stadim Lahakel, we try to recommend at least that it best not be done, if at all possible, that it should not be done within 3 days of Shabbos. I think you could probably be makil that the person could get it done on Wednesday, meaning the person who asked me about going into labor, I said, okay, induce on Tuesday night. Don't induce on Thursday night. But Tuesday night, according to some poskim, is ready within 3 days of Shabbos. Yeah, but it's not a halach in Shulchan Aruch, and it's a Dvar Mitzvah, and there's one day in the Mishnah Brura that's close enough, that's already more than 3 days before Shabbos. So I thought that we could be makil to that extent. But when all else is equal, we try not to do these kinds of things before Shabbos. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining and coming.